You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. We get set for the men's contest, Ord College facing Trinity Christian in men's college basketball here. For the Ord College defenders, disappointment last night as they lose to Fisk by a point, 86-85. A game in which highly entertaining, definitely worth your price of admission. But if you're a Ord College fan, disappointed with the outcome as Fisk hangs on to win at 86-85. The defenders were led last night by Marcus Winterfeld's 19 points, 14 for Chad Barkham, 13 for Alec Henriksen, and 11 by Ben Gasing. Ord College had what appeared to be a buzzer-beater attempt after an inbounds pass was tipped. Chandler Brunsting had a shot inside the free throw line that banged off of the glass a little too strong, and it ends up glancing out, so there was no decision to be made for Ord College. And the Ord College defenders come away with a one-point loss by a final score of 86-85. We'll be back with more on our pregame show right after this. This is Ord College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. Coming up, the men's contest. Told you about the Ord College versus Fisk game for Northwestern and Trinity yesterday. It was basically all Northwestern as they dropped Trinity 101-69. The Northwestern defeats Trinity by 32 points. It was 41-31 at halftime, and Northwestern ran away with it 60-38 in the second half. Caleb Yonkman, 25 points, and Nari Garrett with 12 for Trinity Christian as they fell to 3-6 with the loss yesterday. We'll be back with a look at starting lineups right after this. This is Ord College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. Host an eight-game classic sometime, and you'll find out why I sound a little frazzled, but all the spots covered. Very thankful for a family that steps up and fills in the gaps here on these kind of weekends, making it possible for the live stream to occur. You'd be surprised who ends up being a camera operator on a weekend like this. Also, the photos that you can find on the Ord College Facebook and all of those things as we try our best to be good hosts, but very grateful for some local students who have helped out and also a family that volunteers and helps out on a very, very busy weekend. The Ord College defenders and Trinity Christian is set for the second game of the day, first game of the men's series. The Ord College defenders will go with this starting lineup. They will start number three, Alec Henriksen. Henriksen is a 6'2 junior from Spirit Lake, averaging 12 points per game. Number four is Marcus Winterfeld. Marcus is a 6'5 sophomore from Sioux Center, averaging 13.4 points per game. Chad Barkham is a 6'5 sophomore from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, averaging 8.4 points per outing. Number 11 is Chandler Brunsting, the Hustler, 6'1 sophomore from Hall, averaging 7.4 points per game. And Kobe Critchley rounds out the starting lineup for the Ord College defenders, a 5'11 junior from Roseville, Minnesota, averaging 3.9 points per outing. For Trinity Christian, the Trolls and their head coach, Brandon Nickel, they will start this lineup. They'll start number three, Ualzis Belshunas, a 6'2 senior from Downers Grove, Illinois, averages 14.8 points per game. Number 15 is, I beg your pardon, number 21 is Christian Cantu, a 5'9 senior from Corpus Christi, Texas. He is averaging 4.5 points per game. Number 22 is Caleb Yonkman, averaging 18.6 points per game. He wears number 22. Yonkman, a little bit of everything. He's a 6'4 senior from Gary, Indiana. Ben Brinks wears number 32. He is a 6'8 senior from Hudsonville, Michigan. And number 50 is Nari Garrett. And he is a 6'8 senior from Calumet City, Illinois. Opening tap controlled by the defenders. No, controlled by Trinity. Tapped into the backcourt, and the Trolls have the first possession of today's contest. Trinity with the basketball, looking down low. They feed it over the top, and an easy bucket that time for Nari Garrett. Garrett with a two-point basket. North College trails 2-0 as Trinity gets on the board first. Out front with the basketball is Alec Henriksen. Pass goes left side over to Winterfeld. They feed it underneath to Brunsting. Reversal right side over to Henriksen. Henriksen gives it up. Brunsting. Brunsting buries a three. Chandler Brunsting with a three-point bucket from the left wing, and the North College defenders lead it 3-2. 3-2 our score. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Trinity. It'll be North College basketball. Pressure defense applied by the defenders. 19:15 remaining, first half. 3-2 our score, just underway. North College with the basketball. Pass goes right side over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld gives it out front to Henriksen. Henriksen long three, no good. Rebound cleared by Trinity, and the Trolls bring it up the floor. Caleb Yonkman. Yonkman gives it up down to the baseline with a basketball. That is their point guard for Trinity. They feed it up front. Brinks. It's taken away by Barkema. Barkema up and running with it. Doesn't have the numbers. He waits for traffic to clear. Feeds it to the trailer. And getting the two-point basket for the defenders is Brunsting. Brunsting with a two-point bucket. So Christian Cantu started for Trinity last night. North College leading 5-2. With the basketball, left side it goes. Tipped into the corner. Brunsting to the Barkema, flashing into the lane. And Casey Schilling, one of our three officials, makes the call. Schilling and his brother, Kurt Schilling, on the whistle today, along with Joel Kreienbrink. North College inbounding the basketball. They get the ball on the baseline. Tap out by Winterfeld, controlled by Jonkman. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Trinity. It'll be North College basketball. Well, I've got to write to Christian Cantu's name into my tally sheet. Cantu has not scored a point. He's only played in one game so far this year. I was reading the wrong line when I gave you his scoring average before the contest. Henriksen goes right side over to Critchley. Critchley back. Left side Henriksen. Henriksen, Critchley. Critchley. Ball fake. Drives the lane. Kick out. Another one for Brunsting. Three ball. Yep. Chandler Brunsting with all eight for the defenders. He's got a season average, 7.4 points per game. He's got eight already, all 8 points for the defenders. With a basketball, Trinity. They feed it underneath, and unable to knock down the shot is Garrett. Here comes North College. Winterfeld spots up beyond the three-point line, kicks it into the corner. Critchley comes back right side, Henriksen. Henriksen with a basketball. Henriksen over to Barkema. Barkema to Brunsting. Brunsting with 10 straight to start the game. The sophomore from Hull with 10 points. North crowd has always been appreciative of Chandler's hustle. If there's one player who you can count on to go all out, it's Chandler Brunsting. And Brunsting, a couple of threes and a couple of twos. And how about that? North College with a 10-2 lead. Chandler Brunsting doing the damage here this afternoon. North College up 10-2. Timeout on the floor, charge to Trinity. I'm guessing Chandler didn't occupy a big part of the scouting report for Trinity coming into this contest. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank. Proud to support North College and Defender Athletics, and by Borenson's Avoidant, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at Borenson's.com. The dust settles. You'll appreciate their quality service. And by CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. 17:07 remaining. As Trinity brings the basketball up, this is Cantu. Cantu passes left side. They get it in to Garrett. Garrett on the right side to Hutt. Nate Hurt, that is. Driving down the baseline is Hurt. Hurt cut off. They get it over to Balchunas, and Balchunas got a travel violation called on Trinity. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College with the lead and the basketball. 10-2 our score. Dort College up 8. Critchley into the front court for the defenders. Trinity looks like they go to a zone. Critchley kicks it into the corner. Henriksen. Henriksen over the basketball. Henriksen, they lob it over the top for Barkema. Barkema shot pinned on the backboard by Garrett. And Balchunas now has the basketball out front. Balchunas guarded there by Henriksen. Passes left side over to Cantu. Cantu through the lane pass. Yonkman. Ball taken away by Henriksen. Henriksen gets it back over to Critchley. Critchley's shot no good. Ball's down on the floor. And now we have a travel violation called on Trinity and Christian Cantu. Checking out of the game will be Barkema. Checking in is Dort College's Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell checks into the contest. Dort College leading 10-2. 15:58 remaining. Pass goes to Henriksen, deep right corner. Henriksen in traffic. His 10-footer too strong, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Cantu, and a foul called on the play against Brunsting. Brunsting commits his first personal foul. It's team foul number one on the defenders as well. Henriksen is out. Critchley is out. Jansma checks into the contest along with Kyle Lang. A couple of freshmen checking into the game for Dort College. Cantu with it up the sideline. Cantu with it on the right side. He passes to Balchunas. Balchunas, three, no good. Rebound cleared by O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Andrew into the front court, right side of Lang, into the corner, Jansma. Jansma with the basketball, and he is held on the play by Balchunas. Balchunas whistled for the personal, his first. Going to the free throw line. No free throws yet. Throwing the ball in will be Lang for the defenders. Lang gets the ball inbounded to Van Langen. Van Langen back over to Lang. O'Donnell, reversal, left side, Brunsting. Another three from the wing. Yep. Chandler Brunsting with 13 points to start the game. Three threes by the sophomore from Hull. And the Dort College defenders lead it 13-2. Bringing the basketball up is Hurt. Hurt with it on the left side. Ball's down on the floor, picked off by O'Donnell. And O'Donnell is held on the play by Hurt. It's foul number one on Hurt. Team foul number three on Trinity. 13-2, Dort College leading. 13 straight points by Chandler Brunsting to start this contest. Three threes and a couple of twos. Keep feeding them until he misses. Lang into the front court, passes left side over to Jansma. Jansma goes right side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell splits the defense, his shot no good, and he is fouled on the play. Was the foul on O'Donnell's shot, or did it come on the rebound? The foul is called on Yonkman. That's his first. Team foul number four on Trinity. It'll be men's basketball after this game. Northwestern versus Fisk. Pass into the corner. Brunsting, another one. Nope. Ball's tipped, though. Controlled by Brunsting off the tip. Jansma, Lang. Lang, Jansma. Jansma at the top of the key. Right side, Lang. Lang over the basketball. Right side, O'Donnell. Tries to feed it underneath. He does to Van Langen. Van Langen, pass out top. Taken away by Hurt. Hurt with the basketball. Hurt comes away with a steal. Right side, Yonkman. Yonkman, shot. No good. Rebound, Trinity, second chance shot by Yonkman, and Yonkman makes it 13-4. 13-4 our score. Pass goes right side, Lang. Lang to Jansma. Jansma, Van Langen. Van Langen on the block, nothing there. Back over to Brunsting. Brunsting to Lang. Lang at the free throw line, drops it off for Van Langen. Van Langen off the glass, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Trinity. Here come the Trolls with a basketball. Trinity has the basketball. Zach Austell. Ball deflected, taken away by Brunsting. Brunsting driving in with the right hand, missed it. Rebound, Jansma following the shot. Jesse Jansma with a two-point bucket. Dort College leads 15-4. 15-4, there you go. Jansma paid off for following the play hard. And he gets the offensive rebound and the putback. Bringing the basketball up for Trinity is Hurt. Hurt on the right sideline, guarded there by O'Donnell. We're going to see DJ Feikster checking in just a little bit as well, along with Ben Gasink. Ball deflected out, Hurt with it. Hurt guarded there by O'Donnell, 13 minutes remaining. First half of basketball, pass comes over the top. Thrown up, nobody there. And coming away with it is Brunsting. Brunsting, right side, Jansma. Jansma tries to take it into traffic. It's taken away by Trinity. Belchunas with a right hand from the left side, and a foul called on Jansma on the play. That's foul number one on him. Foul charge to Brunsting. That's going to be number two on him. I thought it was on Jansma, but they're going to call it on Brunsting. So Brunsting whistled for his second personal foul. Looks like a shift change coming for Dort College. Five in, five out. Belchunas. First free throw is good. He's got another one on the way. Gasink, Barkema, Feikstra, Henriksen, and Critchley on the floor for the defenders. Free throws are up and down. A pair made free throws for Belchunas. It's 15-6, Dort College by 9. Henriksen over to Critchley. Critchley with the basketball. Critchley, Barkema. Barkema, right side. With the basketball out front is Henriksen. Henriksen, Critchley. Critchley out front, Gasink. Gasink, three ball off the heel, won't go down. Rebound cleared by Brinks. Outlet pass over to Hurt. Hurt with it on the left side. Hurt using his dribble. Hurt driving left side, picks it up, passes back to Belchunas. Belchunas at the free throw line, nothing there, stops, kicks it back outside to Aaron Johnson. Aaron Johnson of the basketball, guarded by Gasing. They bring the double team, try to find Brinks. Brinks off of the glass, and he gets it to go. Ben Brinks with a 2-point bucket. It's 15-8, Dort College by 7. Right side with it is Henriksen. Henriksen gives it up, Gasink. Gasink with the basketball. Gasink comes back. Critchley. Critchley's pass taken away by Trinity. Trinity Christian up the floor. Belchunas. Belchunas on the left elbow. His step back 15-footer is good. Belchunas with 4. Dort College has given up 6 points in a row. It's 15-10. Gasink with the basketball. So Trinity Christian withstanding the initial run by Dort College. Gasink with it. Zone defense applied by Trinity Christian. They feed it underneath, and Feikster is held on the play by Belchunas. Belchunas has just picked up his second personal foul. So Belchunas whistled for his second personal foul. Couple new players checking in for Trinity, Yonkman and Cantu. And inbounding is Critchley. Comes out front, Henriksen. Henriksen of the basketball, Gasink. Gasink against the zone, back over to Henriksen. Henriksen of the basketball on the right side. Henriksen back over to Critchley. Critchley to Gasink, and Gasink's going to be called for traveling. Turnover back to Trinity Christian. This is zone defense by Trinity, causing some problems for the defenders. Winterfeld checks back into the game for Dort College. Defenders leading 15-10. They started quickly, but since then, Trinity Christian has been able to chip away at the lead. A lob pass over the top, intended for Garrett. Goes out of bounds, last touch by Cantu. And Dort College has the ball. Well, the basketball is Gasink. Gasink, left side, Henriksen. Henriksen, three, good. Alec Hendrickson with a three-point bucket. North College back in front by 8, 18-10. Brinks pass over the top. Garrett backing his way in against Winterfeld. Shot no good. Rebound is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Brinks for Trinity. It'll be North College basketball. So North College inbounding the basketball. Gasing to bring it up. Gasing takes it across half court. Ben comes back over to Hendrickson. Hendrickson right side. Critchley. Around the horn they go back over to Gasing. Gasing inside to Winterfeld. Winterfeld hook shot in the lane. Hangs on the rim and it drops through. Marcus Winterfeld with a two-point bucket. North College leads 20-10 midway through the first half. 20-10 our score. Brinks will pull up, shoot the 15-footer, and knocks it down. That's something I didn't expect to see. 20-12, North College by 8. Left side, Hendrickson. Three-pointer, missed it. And it bounces off of the shot clock above the basket. It's ruled out of bounds. It will be Trinity basketball. Barkema checks out of the contest. Hurt checks back into the game. Brinks will check out. Yonkman will inbound the basketball. Cantu in the backcourt along with Hurt. They get it into Cantu. Cantu played his first game of the season yesterday. Trinity Christian basketball. Cantu guarded there by Critchley. Picks up his dribble. Gives it back off. Left side to Yonkman. Yonkman, the leading scorer for Trinity. His shot no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Shot was partially blocked by Winterfeld. Rebound to Hendrickson. Hendrickson with the basketball. Gives it up Winterfeld. Winterfeld back over to Hendrickson and a charge called on Alec Hendrickson. Hendrickson called for the personal foul. Charging foul on Hendrickson. Critchley and Hendrickson check out. Checking into the contest, Fort Ord College, O'Donnell, and Jansma. Pass goes into Garrett. Yonkman, Cantu. Cantu right wing. Back to Garrett. Garrett, Yonkman. Yonkman, floater in the lane. Good. Yonkman with 4 points. He's averaging 18.6 points per game. Dort College leads by 6. Lead has been as small as 4. Dort College ballooned it back to 10. Jansma, Winterfeld reverses O'Donnell. O'Donnell drives the lane with the right hand. They're going to call him for a travel. So they call O'Donnell for a travel. It's 20-14 our score. Trinity Christian, Cantu, ball taken away by Winterfeld. North College secures the turnover, gives it back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball, back over to Lang. Lang, three ball, yep. Three-point bucket by Kyle Lang, and the North College defender lead is back to 9 at 23-14. 7:55 remaining in the first half. North College back up by 9. Cantu with the basketball at midcourt. Lob pass over the top, help defense. It's taken away by Brunsting. Brunsting with the basketball. He was the spark plug to get North College started. Pass goes high post. Winterfeld back to Lang. Lang steps around. Nothing there. Back over to Jansma. Jansma, Lang. Lang over the basketball. Lang down to the baseline, and he's fouled on the play by Balchunas, and that's 3 on Balchunas. So North College will probably force Balchunas to the bench. With 3 personal fouls, that's a big play. He's averaging 14.8 points per game. They're going to leave him in the game. Well, let's see if North College is able to attack him. Winterfeld puts it on the deck. It's taken back by Lang. Lang, O'Donnell. O'Donnell, 3. It was knocked. I believe it was partially blocked. It was not. So O'Donnell's shot was short. Jalen Clark checks into the game. Balchunas will check out. Trinity Christian, Yonkman throws it over the top. Hurt. Hurt gives it off to Garrett. And Garrett is blocked on the play by Winterfeld. And free throws on the way for Garrett. Garrett fouled in the act of shooting. Garrett's first free throw no good. Another one on the way. Garrett, a 47% free throw shooter. He's 8 for 18 now. And he misses that one as well. That's not a bad risk to take if you're Dort College. If it gets down to crunch time, you foul Garrett. Right side pass goes over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld with it on the wing. Winterfeld, bounce pass. And it's taken away by Trinity Christian. Trolls have the basketball. Trinity Christian, Hurt. Hurt with it on the right side. 6:58 left to play in the first half. Steal by Winterfeld. Winterfeld doesn't have the numbers. Takes it in against Yonkman. His shot no good, but a foul on the play. Called. That's going to be foul. The foul called on Hurt. That's foul number two on him. Winterfeld will go to the free throw line to shoot two. 6:49 remaining. So Winterfeld will shoot two free throws. Sophomore from Sioux Center eyes it and knocks it down. He's got another one coming for Dort College. This is their first trip to the free throw line. By the way, anticipating hearing Zach Bussard's name today. He's been seeing 3 to 5 minutes of action throughout the season so far today per game. He is not going to play today. He's not in uniform. Banged up his knee last night. Don't think it's anything serious, but enough that it swelled up, and he's going to be out for today at least. So that's why DJ Feigstra probably playing a few more minutes here this afternoon, and no probably about it. That is why DJ Feigstra slides up in the rotation. There's a timeout on the floor. Charge to the Trinity Christian Trolls. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on
KDCR. I chose Dort College because I wanted...
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. The Dort College Defenders leading 25-14. Timeout charge to Trinity Christian. Today's broadcast made possible by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing property protection to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Joiner's Ward Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center. Joe's TV and Appliance, service you know, guaranteed by Joe. Featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs, located in Orange City. And by People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance, located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra in Sioux Center, 722-0101. Well, the basketball is Cantu. Gives it up Hurt. Hurt floater in the lane. The teardrop is good. Nate Hurt with a two-point bucket. Dort College leads 25-16. O'Donnell left side, Jansma. Jansma tries to feed it underneath to Van Langen, and Van Langen is fouled on the play. That foul is going to go against Zach Austell. Austell has played in one contest up to this point this year. He commits the foul. Josh Van Langen will go to the free throw line. He'll shoot two. First free throw is up and good for Van Langen. I should say he'll shoot the one and one. He earns the second. So bonus free throw here for Van Langen. That one dead center. Another one on the way for the sophomore from Sioux Center. This one's up and good as well. There you go. Van Langen has struggled through his first year plus from the free throw line. Good to see him knock down two for two. 17 of 29 now for the season. Trinity in the backcourt, and Jesse Jansma forces a jump ball. Hurt got pinned, didn't get rid of it, brought it down, and Jansma, the ball hawk, comes on top of it and forces the tie-up. Dort College basketball, Lang out front against Hurt. Lang with the basketball. He gives it up over to Jansma. Feeds it underneath Van Langen. Kick out Lang. Lang to O'Donnell. O'Donnell back outside to Barkema, and it's tipped out of bounds. Intended for Barkema. It's touched by Valley, That's what happens when you see so many teams in a short period of time. It's Trinity Christian and the Trolls in the Navy jerseys today. Pass goes out front. Jansma gives it up to O'Donnell. O'Donnell back over to Jansma. Jansma with the basketball to Lang. Lang with it. Nine to shoot. Back out front. Jansma has nobody in the left corner. Now gives it back over to Lang. Lang, three ball in and out. No good. Andrew O'Donnell with the rebound and a foul on the play called on Yonkman, his second. And Trinity Christian beginning to deal with some foul trouble here. 27-16, our score. Andrew O'Donnell to the free throw line. He will shoot a 1-1. That is team foul number 9 on Trinity in this half. Free throw is up by O'Donnell, and that's good. For College, 5 of 5 now from the free throw line this half. Gasink checks in. Jansma checks out. Henriksen is in. Lang is out. Another free throw on the way. This one's up. That one's off the mark. No good by O'Donnell. 28-16, Dort College by a dozen. Chance to stretch the lead out here at the end of the first half. Down to the baseline with the basketball. The drive by Clark. Cut off. Yonkman. Yonkman in traffic. Kick out pass. Dort College unable to get to it. Cantu. Kick out pass. Austell. Austell back to Cantu. Cantu gives it up to Clark. Clark to Hurt. Hurt. Three. Good. Nate Hurt with a three-point basket. Dort College leading 28-19. Pass goes down low, intended for Van Langen. Tapped by Austell, and Austell's going to be called for the personal foul. And Josh Van Langen will go to the free throw line for the double bonus for Dort College. Nari Garrett waits at the scorer's table to check in. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Van Langen. Extends the lead back to 10. Chance to make it 11 right now. A second free throw on the way for Van Langen. He is up and good. 4 for 4 is Van Langen from the free throw line tonight. 30-19, Dort College with an 11-point advantage. Cantu passes the ball up the floor to Clark. Clark drops it off for Garrett. Garrett with a basketball. Garrett puts it up over the top of Van Langen. Van Langen tried to hold his ground. So Garrett will go to the free throw line to shoot two, where he's 0 for 2. And he knocks that one in. He's got another one on the way. Trying to make it a 9-point game again. Garrett, second free throw. He is up, and he hits that one as well. He's about a 50% free throw shooter for the season. He's 50% today. 2 for 4. Here comes Dort College and Gasing. Gasing with the basketball. Left side it goes over to Henriksen. Henriksen gives it up. With the basketball, O'Donnell into the corner. Barkema, three, rims it in. 3-point bucket for Chad Barkema. For Dort College, that is their fifth, make that sixth three-pointer made this season, or this afternoon. And the Dort College lead is 33-21. Clark comes back right side to Hurt. Hurt with it. Hurt, three, left it short, no good. Rebound Henriksen, doesn't have the numbers. Ahead it goes to Gasink. Gasink with the basketball. Gasink looks for the trailer. Van Langen. Van Langen puts it up. Has it blocked by Garrett. Here comes Hurt. Hurt with it on the right side. Hurt will back it out. Set it up with his team down a dozen. 33-21. Yonkman down to the baseline. Kick out pass. Hurt. Hurt thought about the three. Clark back to Yonkman. Yonkman shot no good. Fight for the basketball and a foul called on the rebound on the weak side. Barkema got his hand in on the rebound. Garrett fouled on the play. That's team foul number 6 on the defenders in this half. Hurt will throw the ball in. Aaron Johnson checks into the game for Trinity Christian. Trinity Christian, they give it to Hurt. Hurt to Garrett. Garrett kicks it into the right corner. Back over to Hurt. Hurt, three, missed it, no good. Rebound controlled by Winterfeld. Winterfeld over the basketball. Winterfeld over to Henriksen. Henriksen, Winterfeld. Winterfeld, O'Donnell. O'Donnell, pull up, 15-footer, good. Andrew O'Donnell putting together a nice game. He's only got 5 points, or beg your pardon, 3 points. He's done a lot more than that, though, here. Dort College leading 35-21. 35-21 our score. Trinity Christian, Nate Hurt. Left side pass. They drive in right side, Yonkman. Yonkman, jumper, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Gasink. Ben Gasink into the front court. Dort College trying to extend the lead. It's at 14 right now. Trinity Christian extending the defense. They go to Winterfeld, double team. Slices it back over to Gasink. Gasink, Henriksen, Henriksen, three ball, good. He's got six. Dort College leads 38-21. Dort College threatening to blow this one open as we head to halftime. Critical moment here for Trinity Christian. Pass goes into the corner. Hurt, I beg your pardon, this is Clark. Comes back over to Yonkman. Yonkman shot blocked by Barkema. Puts it up again. Tapped out by Barkema. Controlled by Dort College and O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell gives it back over to Gasink. Gasink in the corner. Comes back. This is Gasink with the basketball. Back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell left side. Barkema. Barkema, 14 to shoot. Now Gasink, and we've got a push on the play called against Trinity's Jalen Clark. Clark whistled for the personal foul. Lang's going to check into the game for the defenders. Free throws on the way for Winterfeld as he was held in the lane. So Marcus with 4 points. First free throw by Marcus is up and good. He's averaging 13.4 points per game. 39-21. O'Donnell and Gasink both check out of the ball game. Checking in, Henriksen and Critchley. Lang and Critchley, that is. Free throw up. Free throw good for Winterfeld. Dort College extends the lead to 40-21. Winterfeld with 6 points. Defenders up by 19. Trinity Christian, Josh Decker. Decker passes it off to Yonkman. Yonkman back to Decker. Decker on the wing. Decker gives it up to Hurt. Hurt for the basketball. Hurt on the left side. Has it on the wing. Comes back to Decker. Decker guarded there by... Well, that's a drive into the lane now by Johnson. Foul called against the Dort College defenders. Barkema will check out of the ball game for Dort College. So two free throws on the way for Aaron Johnson. Johnson with a couple. To the free throw line will be Aaron Johnson. He'll be shooting two here, as that was a shooting foul. First free throw is good. Barkema checks out. Jansma will check in. 1:25 remaining. First half of play. Dort College leads 40-21 pending this free throw. It should be 40-23. Dort College up 17. With the basketball left side, it goes to Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. Henriksen goes back over to Critchley. Critchley gives it up to Lang. Lang, three ball, got it. Kyle Lang with a three-point basket. He's got six. Dort College leads 43-23. 1 minute remaining in the half. Trinity Christian basketball, Hurt. Hurt with it at midcourt. Hurt looking for the play from the sideline and Coach Brandon Nickel. Hurt still has the dribble, 15 to shoot, now 12. He's guarded by Critchley. Hurt driving right side, puts it up, blocked by Dort College and Winterfeld. Ahead it comes to Lang. Lang with the basketball. Lang gives it up. Jansma. Jansma, Winterfeld. Winterfeld, Jansma. Jansma to Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. Dort College can't get a quick shot. So now they'll hold. 7 second difference, shot clock and game clock. With the basketball, this is Lang. 7 seconds. Henriksen, five. Step back three is good. Alec Henriksen with three threes. Dort College leads 46-23. Into the front court is Hurt. Hurt, off of the glass, no good. And that's the end of the half. Our score, Dort College 46, Trinity Christian 23. You're listening to KBCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We'll be back with more in a moment. A recap of the first half of play. This is Dort College basketball on KBCR. Through one half, Dort College leading Trinity 46-23. Trinity scored the first 2 points of the game, and then it was all Chandler Brunsting for the next 13 as the defenders built a 13-2 lead. Trinity did cut the lead down to 15-10, and then it was back to 6 at 20-14. And from there on out, Dort College outscores Trinity 26-9 to forge the 46-23 halftime advantage. The defenders led unofficially by Chandler Brunsting's 13 points. Trinity Christian topped by Nate Hurt so far with 5 unofficially. Back with the official numbers in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. The Dort College defenders leading Trinity Christian 46-23. Dort College led by Chandler Brunsting's 13 points. Alec Henriksen has 9. Marcus Winterfeld has 6. Chad Barkman, Andrew O'Donnell have 3 each. Kyle Lang has 6. Josh Van Langen, 4. And Jesse Jansma has 2 for Trinity Christian. 5 for Nate Hurt. 4 each for Ben Brinks, Nari Garrett, Yualzis Belchunas, and Caleb Yonkman, 2 for Aaron Johnson. Trinity Christian, Caleb Jonkman has 6 rebounds to lead all players. Christian Cantu has 3. Dort College's Andrew O'Donnell has 5. 2 assists for Chad Barkema, Kobe Critchley, and Ben Gasing. 3 steals for Chandler Brunsting as the Dort College defenders have a 46-23 halftime lead. Let's take a break and we'll be back with the second half of play in a moment. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5, 46-23, Dort College leading by 23 at halftime. Earlier today in women's college basketball, it was Valley City State upending Dort College 74-52. Erica Feenstra, 17 for the defenders. Rachel Evavold added 15 points, 8 points for Bailey Tetzloff, and she also had 6 rebounds. Rachel Evavold had 8 rebounds. For Dort College, next couple of weeks on the women's side, going to be challenging as they'll be, in all likelihood, without the services of Annie Rinesmith for a little while at least. We'll see how quickly she can heal from a sprained ankle, but obviously, it's not going to be an easy task without their starting point guard. They'll have to, as Coach Kyle Lindbergh talked about in the postgame show, find those points probably by committee. Rinesmith, though, not only the scoring you lost, but also the ball distribution. Dort College leading Trinity 46-23 as the second half begins. The second of 4 games being played here today. With it on the baseline is Yonkman. Yonkman kicks it out front to Cantu. Cantu misses, no good. Rebound taken away by Brunsting. Brunsting into the front court. He passes left side over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld over the basketball. Comes back out front to Henriksen. Henriksen to Critchley. Critchley into the corner. With the basketball is Brunsting. Back over to Barkema, and Barkema is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go against Trinity Christian and Caleb Yonkman. And Yonkman has just picked up his 3rd personal foul. 19-29 remaining in this half. That's in regulation. Door College leading by 23. Henriksen with the basketball. Out front, Brunsting. Right side, Critchley. Critchley, high post, Winterfeld. Winterfeld shovels it underneath. Barkema. Barkema, bucket, good. Chad Barkema with five. And the defender lead is 48-23. 19-12 remaining. Cantu with the basketball. Cantu tries to feed it underneath, intended for Neri Garrett. And the ball goes out of bounds, last touch by Trinity Christian. It's Dort College basketball. Dort College with the basketball in between the circles out front. Pass comes right side back over to Henriksen. Lob pass over the top. Winterfeld. Winterfeld lays it over the lip of the rim. He's got nine. And the defenders lead 50-23. It's the second time this weekend we've seen that play employed by Dort College. Brinks passes it to Belchunas after Brunsting stabbed for it. Out front with the basketball. Yonkman goes right side, Cantu. Cantu to Garrett. Garrett to Yonkman. Yonkman lobs it down low. Garrett. Garrett backing his way in against Dort College and Barkema. And Garrett gets the two-point bucket to go. He's got six. 50-25. With the basketball is Brunsting. Brunsting to Critchley. Critchley with the right hand misses the shot on the drive. Rebound cleared by Trinity Christian. Trinity Christian, right side it goes, down to the baseline, Cantu. Cantu, reverse layup, hit the bottom of the rim. Rebound taken away, Barkema with it. Barkema got the pass from Critchley. And Barkema is fouled on his way to the hoop. Chad Barkema will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. .17:57 remaining. A couple of free throws coming here for Barkema. So he was fouled on the way to the hoop. Free throw by Chad, no good. Chad was in earlier today, shooting free throws. Trying to correct what was ailing him last night. Another free throw on the way for Chad, the sophomore from Sioux Falls. This one's up and left it short, no good. Rebound, though, Brunsting gets it over to Critchley. Critchley, Henriksen. Henriksen, three ball, left it short, no good. Rebound taken away by Hurt. Hurt for the basketball. Hurt passes right side, Belchunas. Belchunas fakes his man up into the air, gives it underneath to Garrett. Garrett with a two-point bucket. He's got eight. Dort College leads 50-27. Critchley with the basketball, 17:30 remaining. Right side pass goes to Barkema. Barkema gets it away to Brunsting, and Brunsting has it swatted away by Brinks. Out of play, it is Dort College basketball. Throwing the ball in will be Kyle Lang. Lang to Trigger. Lang gets it into Winterfeld. Winterfeld with the basketball. Winterfeld passes left side over to Lang. Lang out front, feeds it into the lane, Brunsting. Brunsting back outside, Lang. Double teamed, Winterfeld. Winterfeld, bounce pass underneath, O'Donnell, O'Donnell, basket, good. Andrew O'Donnell with five off of the give from Winterfeld. Dort College up 25-52-27. Belchunas with the basketball over to Brinks. Brinks might have traveled with it, no call made. Comes back over to Hurt. Hurt on the wing, looking down low. Hurt has the basketball on the wing. They give it off, Belchunas. Belchunas, off-balance shot, no good. Rebound, Winterfeld. Winterfeld with the basketball. Winterfeld gives it away, left side. Comes back over. O'Donnell, O'Donnell to Winterfeld. Outside, Lang. Lang into the corner, Henriksen. Henriksen to Lang. Lang outside to Brunsting. Brunsting, three, good. Chandler with 16 points, four threes for Brunsting. And the defenders lead it 55-27. 55-27 our score, 16-10 remaining. Trinity Christian basketball out front. Lob pass over the top intended for Garrett. Tipped away by Winterfeld. Now stolen out of the double team. Brunsting comes away with a loose basketball. Pass, he stepped into the lane. Anticipated where the ball was coming out of the double team and takes it away. 55-27, Brunsting high post. Back over to Henriksen. Henriksen splashes in the three. Henriksen with a dozen. And the defenders lead it 58-27. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Trinity Christian. Dort College up by 31, 58-27. Back with more in a moment. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR.
More than.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. The Dort College defenders with a 31-point cushion. A little bit more than a cushion there. Dort College knocking down 11 three-point baskets so far this afternoon. And listening to the coaches during the shoot-around, they were telling players basically, you shoot the ball well, you put in the work up to this point. Now is not the time to be timid. Look for the shot and take it. And so far here this afternoon, the Dort College defenders have taken that to heart, and they have a 58-27 lead to work with. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Trinity Christian calling that timeout. Dort College on defense. Ball deflected. Take it away by Van Langen. Van Langen over the top for O'Donnell. O'Donnell with a left hand. Gets it to hang on the rim and falls through. Andrew O'Donnell with seven. The steal by Van Langen. Dort College leads it 60-27. Balchunas bringing it up against Jansma. Balchunas with it on the right wing. He nearly throws it away. It's taken away by Lang, and Lang is held in the backcourt by Johnson. It's foul number one on Johnson. And Dort College will be throwing the ball in near midcourt with 15:05 remaining. 15:05 left. Lang goes to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball back over to Lang. Kyle, the freshman from Mason City. They bounce it down low for Van Langen. Van Langen double-teamed. Falling out of bounds. Throws it in, and it's tapped away by Caleb Yonkman. Just in case you're wondering, Dort College record for three-pointers made in a game by a team. 17. Comes back over to Brunsting. Brunsting, that one too much on it. Off of the back iron. Rebound cleared by Trinity Christian. Long pass into the front court. Shot no good. And the rebound is cleared by Dort College and Van Langen. Van Langen over to Lang. Lang goes high post. Brunsting reverses. Jansma. Jansma three. No good. Tap by O'Donnell. No good. But there to finish it off was Brunsting. Brunsting with 18 points. Dort College leads 62-27. O'Donnell called for a foul in the backcourt. So for O'Donnell, that's foul number one. Team foul number one against the defenders in this half. Yonkman will throw it in, and he gets it in over the top to Hurt. Hurt with it. Hurt backdoor cut. Yonkman. Yonkman out of control. Shot no good. And the rebound taken away by O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball up the floor. Reverses it outside Jansma. Spot up three. No good. Fight for the rebound. And Van Langen staked out a spot. Brinks called for a push. And it will be Dort College inbounding the basketball. Brunsting checks out of the ballgame, as does Jansma. Ogechi and Gasink check in for the defenders. So Derek Ogechi getting into the game for the first time here this afternoon. Pass over the top, Van Langen. Van Langen puts it on the floor against Hurt. Comes back over to Lang. Pass into the lane, deflected, picked up by Van Langen. Into the corner, O'Donnell, O'Donnell, Ogechi. Ogechi with it. Ogechi back to Lang. Lang, three off the dribble, no good. Rebound cleared by Brinks. And Brinks is going to be called for a foul. So Brinks called for the foul on the rebound. A little bit too generous with his elbow that time. Dort College with a 62-27 lead. Been a frustrating trip for Trinity. Bounce pass inside. Gasink unable to finish. Ball tipped. Taken away by Hurt. Hurt up and running with it. Hurt passes to Yonkman. Yonkman shot no good, but Gasink called for the personal foul. And Ben whistled for foul number one. That is team foul number two on the defenders in this half. Free throws on the way for Caleb Yonkman. Yonkman with 4 points. Well below a season average so far, 18.6 points per game. Dort College has done a pretty nice job of limiting him. 62-28 our score. Another free throw on the way for Yonkman. 80% free throw shooter entering the game. He makes them both, and the defender lead is 62-29. 13:25 remaining. Pass goes to Lang. Lang to O'Donnell. O'Donnell at the free throw line. Back to Lang. Lang, Ogechi. Ogechi, right side, Gasink. Gasink with the basketball. Back to Ogechi. Ogechi to Lang. Lang, free throw line, O'Donnell. Lob pass underneath. Van Langen. Van Langen tries to put it up over Brinks. Brinks got a piece of it. Belchunas with it. Belchunas comes back over to Yonkman. Yonkman guarded there by Ogechi. Back to Belchunas. Belchunas with the basketball. Belchunas. Cross-court pass. Kick out to Hurt. Hurt right side. Six now. Five. Hurt against Lang. Kick out pass into the corner. Three ball off the side of the iron, off the side of the backboard. No good. Ben Langen brings the basketball up the floor, and he has it taken away. Hurt will bring the basketball. That's one where you want Ben Langen to give it away to a ball handler. This time he does. Gets it over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Lang. Lang, Gasink. Gasink driving in, and he is hacked on the arm. And Ben will go to the free throw line, and he will shoot two free throws. Ben Gasink to the free throw line, averaging 7 points per game. He's going to shoot two free throws here. His first trip to the free throw line. 12:14 remaining. Ben Gasink to the free throw line to shoot a pair. So Gasink will check in. Shoot two free throws. Second free throw on the way. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the Van Engelenhoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. Gasink makes one of two, and the defender lead is 63-29. Pass into the front court to Clark. Clark with the ball. Clark gives it up to Cantu. Cantu with the basketball, guarded there by Lang. 11:57 and counting. Right side, Clark. Clark back to Cantu. Cantu around the horn they go. This is Lacey. Terrence Lacey puts it on the floor. Comes back out front. Yonkman. Yonkman three. Rattles out. No good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Trinity Christian basketball. Trinity Christian basketball. Throwing the ball in for the Trolls is Christian Cantu. Cantu throws over the top, gets it to Yonkman. Yonkman guarded there by Gasink. And Yonkman wants a clear out. Wants a ball screen. Gasink keeps up with him, falling away. Yonkman, Yonkman. Tough shot, and he gets it to go. He's got eight. 63-31. Dort College up by 32. Right side pass to Lang. Lang over the basketball. Lang, right side. Comes back over to Ogechi. Ogechi to Fikstra. DJ Fikstra back over to Barkema. Barkema gives it up. Gasink. Gasink, Ogechi. Ogechi fakes the three. Now they give it back over to Lang, and Lang knocks down another triple. Kyle Lang with three threes. He's got 9 points. Dort College leads 66-32. 66-31, beg your pardon. Dort College comfortably in front. Yonkman. Yonkman on the left elbow. Comes back over to Cantu. Cantu with the basketball. Cantu with it on the wing. Cantu, 5 seconds. Down to Yonkman. Yonkman jumper, no good. Rebound taken away by Ogechi. Ogechi with the basketball. Over to Gasink. Gasink, Ogechi. Ogechi, Lang. Lang back over to Gasink. Gasink, Barkema. Barkema back to Lang. Lang, circus shot, no good. Got caught in traffic, unable to finish. And with the basketball is Lacey. 10 minutes remaining. Well, if you're Dort College, the one thing you don't want to have happen is this one degenerate into garbage time too early. Chad Barkema with the steal and the lay-in. Chad Barkema knocks down the two-point bucket. He's got seven. Dort College leads 68-32. Into the front court, Clark. Clark to Brinks. And Brinks whistled for the travel. Brinks covered a lot of ground without a dribble. 68-31, Dort College leading. ...37-point lead for the defenders with 9:35 remaining. Bringing the basketball into the front court. Left side pass. With it is Jansma. Jansma gives it up to Henriksen. Henriksen, O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Critchley. Critchley, right side. Winterfeld. Winterfeld, three. Good. Marcus with a dozen. Dort College leads 71-32. ...13 made threes now by the defenders in this one. 9 minutes remaining. Dort College leading 71-31. 71-31 our score. Trinity, they feed it into the post. Reverse layup is up and good for Trinity Christian. Getting the two-point bucket was Lacey. Dort College coming back the other way. Up by 38. Pass goes to Winterfeld. Winterfeld outside Henriksen. O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball back over to Henriksen. Henriksen to Jansma. High post, O'Donnell reverses Henriksen back over to Critchley. Critchley tries to feed it into the post to Winterfeld. Ball's down on the floor. Picked up by O'Donnell, and O'Donnell is held on the play. And Andrew will go to the free throw line, and he will shoot one in the bonus. One and one opportunity coming here for O'Donnell. Taking a look around the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Northwestern football playing this afternoon. That's playoff football. And at last check, Northwestern trailing the defending national champs 30-3. That was at halftime. Game probably into the second half easily by now. They're playing in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Earlier today, the Dort College women's basketball team on the short end of their decision with Valley City State, lost by 22. O'Donnell makes both free throws. He's got nine. With 8:15 remaining in regulation, Dort College leading this one. And very nearly a turnover on Trinity Christian. Instead, it goes out of bounds, last touched by Dort College. It'll be Trinity Christian basketball. The Trolls throwing it in left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Ball deflected by O'Donnell. O'Donnell's put together a nice floor game today. Ball deflected. Mara almost got to it. Henriksen tried to tap it over to him. And with the shot is Jalen Clark. Clark with a two-point bucket. Dort College leads 73-35. Henriksen over to Jansma. Jansma to O'Donnell. O'Donnell held on the play, and Andrew will go to the free throw line and shoot more free throws, where he is 3-for-4 today. So O'Donnell with a 1-1. Foul charge to Terrence Lacey. Ogechi's going to check into the game for Dort College. Checking out will be Alec Henriksen. 7:51 left. I don't know if that's it for Henriksen. It might be. O'Donnell, free throw, up and good. Andrew O'Donnell with 10 points. Brunsting has game honors with 18 so far. Second free throw by O'Donnell, no good. Dort College's lead is 74-35. With the basketball, Trinity, they pass it to Belshunas. Belshunas with it. Belshunas gives it up to Nate Hurt. Ball deflected, Critchley lost it. Now it's down on the floor, it's still loose. They drop it off, and a layup for Zach Austell Austell with a two-point bucket, 74-37. Ogechi, left side pass. Gives it up to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball to Ogechi. Ogechi with it. Ogechi. Jansma. Jansma. Gives it up. Critchley, five to shoot. Bullets it inside. Three-pointer on the way by O'Donnell. No good. Weak side rebound taken away by Mara. Mara to Critchley. Critchley into the corner. Ogechi. Ogechi with the basketball. O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Jansma. Jansma trying to thread it to Mara. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Trinity Christian basketball. It'll be a long ride home for the Trinity Trolls and on the way to Palos Heights, Illinois. Suburban Chicago. Got thumped pretty good last night by Northwestern. Ended up being 101-69. Here this afternoon, Dort College jumping on them early. And it's a 37-point lead right now, 74-37. A lot of the suspense taken out of this one near the end of the first half. Jumper no good. Rebound cleared by Josh Decker. Decker with a putback. Josh Decker makes it 74-39 with a putback. 6:16 remaining in this contest. Ogechi with it. Goes to Jansma. Jansma reverses it. Now Critchley open three. Knocks it down. Kobe Critchley with a three-point basket. His first points of the day. Dort College leads 77-39. Critchley with a steal. Jansma, Ogechi, Ogechi, three-pointer on the wing, no good. There for the tap-in is Feikstra. Feikstra with a two-point basket. And the Dort College defenders lead it 79-39. 5:38 remaining in regulation. Dort College up comfortably, and they've been empty in the bench. DJ Feikstra faked up into the air. Josh Decker will go to the free throw line. He will shoot. No, they will not shoot. Well, are they going to say he was going up? I think he got him on the ground, so no shots. Jansma and Mara check out of the contest for the defenders. Pass comes in, so no free throws that time for Decker. As they say, the foul came on the ground. Now they find Decker underneath. Decker with four. Dort College trail leads 79-41. Right side pass with it is Ogechi. Ogechi to Martinez. Mike Martinez back to Ogechi. Ogechi leaves it short. No good. Rebound taken away by Josh Casemeyer. Three-pointer by Ogechi, and Ogechi knocks that one down. Dort College leading 82-41. The defenders with this one well in hand. Dort College for the game, 14 of 27 before that that three-pointer. So now 15 of 28 from the three-point line. Casemeyer trying to save that ball in. Ball goes out of bounds, last touched by Dort College. It's Trinity basketball. 4:43 remaining. Trinity throwing it in. Dort College will face Mount Marty on Wednesday night here at the DeWitt Gym. The continuation of a long homestand. This is as long as it gets. Four games in a row at home for the defenders. One last night, one today. And two this coming week in GPAC play. Timeout charge to Trinity Christian. Back with more in a moment. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. Today's broadcast made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided in Sioux Center and Sheldon. Proactive cares for all your physical therapy needs, from aches and pains to post-surgical recovery, as well as sports medicine care for the junior high athlete to weekend warrior. Appointments can be scheduled with one call, 722-1901 in Sioux Center, 324-0110 in Sheldon. Those are the numbers to call to be proactive. By People's Bank, with locations in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Lester, Akron, Sheldon, and Haywarden. Also Jasper, Minnesota, People's Bank, where values matter, member FDIC, and Northside Body Shop. Serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop, serving the community since 1955, 722-2313. Josh Casemeyer outside, Derek Ogechi, and Ogechi guns another one through. 16 made threes for the defenders today, 85-41. Dort College living on the arc today. 85-41, Dort College up 44. Ogechi playing the defense. Decker hands it off. Shot is blocked. But a foul on the play called against Feikstra. Jared Yonkman will go to the free throw line. And he will shoot two free throws. So Jared Yonkman, 0.3 points per game average. Going to the free throw line for a pair here. Today's broadcast made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Find new roads to Highway Chevrolet Buick to see over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. View the entire inventory online at highwaychevrolet.com and by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Yonkman makes them both. His first 2 points of the ball game. Josh Casemeyer. Shot no good in the lane. Rebound cleared by Trinity Christian. Mike Martinez in the ballgame as well for Dort College. And a foul called on the other end. Josh Decker fouled. And it came, did not come on a shot. Dort College still with one foul to give before the bonus. Ball's deflected and taken away by Feikstra. Feikstra, a foot race. Flips it up. Shot no good. Tip-in attempt. No good. And DJ Feikstra got going just a little too fast. Unable to knock down the finger roll. Pass over the top. Intended for Decker. And it's thrown away. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College with this one in hand. And really it's been in hand almost the entire second half. Ogechi. Pass goes into the corner. Martinez pass taken away. Lacey hands it off to Hurt. Hurt with 7 points. 85-45. Dort College in front. Right side Ogechi. Ogechi another three attempt. No good. Fight for the rebound, and we're going to have a jump ball called. Alternating possession in Dort College basketball. 85-45, Dort College is going to go back above 500 with a win here this afternoon. Or back to 500, I believe. Better double-check that. Pass goes into Casemeyer. Casemeyer comes back right side. Out front, they give it up, left side, into the high post. Casemeyer, Casemeyer's shot, hangs on the rim, won't fall through. And the rebound is cleared by Trinity. Trinity Christian up and running, layup attempt, no good. Rebound taken away by Martinez, 2:34 remaining in the game. Ogechi stops on the left wing. Ogechi to Martinez, Martinez right side, Critchley. Critchley with a basketball. Critchley goes into the corner. This is Feikstra. Feikstra gives it up. Critchley. Critchley. Ogechi. Ogechi. Martinez. Martinez to Feikstra. Feikstra with a two-point bucket. He's got four. 87-45. Dort College leading. 2 minutes remaining. And a timeout on the floor. Charged to Trinity, and they will use the timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5, 203 remaining. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5, Dort College leading 87-45 with 203 remaining. Today's broadcast made possible by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. Phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. And by People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance. located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra in Sioux Center, 722-0101. Shot by Decker in the lane, no good. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Critchley with it. Critchley looking for the backdoor cut. Instead finds Ogechi. Ogechi, Casemeyer. Casemeyer, three players around him. Gets it back over to Martinez. Martinez to Fikstra. Fikstra back over to Martinez. 10 to shoot for the defenders. Back to Ogechi. Ogechi, deep left corner. 6 seconds left. Critchley, a launch of three. It's off of the backboard, and coming away with it is Fikstra. Fikstra with six. York College leads 89-45. 1:13 and counting. Shot in traffic, no good on the left side of the lane by Lacey, but he'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. He is fouled on the play by Fikstra. I beg your pardon, Casemeyer. Casemeyer whistled for the personal. 89-45, Dort College leading with 108 remaining. The defenders will go to 6-5 for the season. Second free throw coming here for Lacey, and Lacey misses it. Lacey can't make either one. Got 1 minute remaining. Pass goes left side over to Martinez. Martinez, Ogechi. Ogechi, three, missed it, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Trinity Christian. Bringing the basketball up is Lacey. Lacey, cross-court pass. Goes into the corner, three, no good. Rebound taken away by Martinez. Martinez, they get it to Fikstra. Fikstra slices through the lane, lays it up, and good. DJ with eight. Dort College leads 91-45. Trinity Christian over the basketball, and we've got a foul on the play called on Mike Martinez. Martinez whistled for the personal. And Dort College is going to hand Trinity Christian their seventh loss of the year. This is a team that beat Kelvin early in the season. And that's one of their three wins. First shot by Lacey is up and good. He's got another one on the way. This one's up and good. He's got four. Dort College leading 91-47. 22 seconds left to go. And the defenders are going to run out the clock. And that's going to be our final. Dort College 91, Trinity Christian 47. Stay tuned. The Wireless World postgame wrap coming up in a few minutes. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. The Dort College defenders victorious this afternoon in men's college basketball, 91-47. And we'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. The Dort College defenders winners today over Trinity Christian, 91-47. Apologize for that extended break, but had to sort a couple of things out. A few too many things going on, to be honest, but we'll make it through. Chandler Brunstein got the Dort College defenders off to a fast start. Dort College up 46-23. They ran away at the end of the first half, and then it was Dort College outscoring Trinity 45-24 in the second half of play, 91-47 the final this afternoon. The defenders led in scoring today by Chandler Brunstein. He had the first 13 points of the game for Dort College. He was 7 of 11 from the floor. 4 of 6 on three-pointers. He ends with 18 points and 3 rebounds with 4 steals. Alec Henriksen had 12 points, 11 for Marcus Winterfeld, 10 for Andrew O'Donnell, 7 for Chad Barkham, and 3 for Kobe Critchley. 9 for Kyle Lang off the bench. Jesse Jansma had 2. Ben Gasink had 1. 4 for Josh Van Langen, 8 for DJ Feikstra. Derek Ogechi hit 6 points. Your college 1 3-pointer shy of tying a team record for 3-pointers in a game. For Trinity Christian, they were topped today by Nari Garrett with 8. Caleb Yonkman had 8. 4 each for Ben Branks. And Yualzis Belshunas, 7 for Nate Hurt, 4 for Terrence Lacey, and 4 points for Josh Decker. 2 each for Zach Austell and Jared Yonkman. 2 for Jalen Clark, 2 for Aaron Johnson. 7 rebounds for Caleb Yonkman in the loss. North College was topped by Andrew O'Donnell with 7 rebounds. Josh Van Langen ended with 4. Chandler Brunsting had a team-high 4 steals. North College had 18 steals as a team. Let's take a break, and we'll be back visiting with Ross Dalma right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. The Dort College Defenders victorious today over the Trinity Christian Trolls, winning handily this afternoon, 91-47. Coach Ross Dalma has made his way out of the locker room and sits down beside me. And, Coach, I think the best thing you can say about this team, they've got a pretty short memory. They didn't let a disappointing loss linger into today and really had a pretty good performance less than 24 hours after a one-point loss last night.
That's exactly right, Mike. You know, sometimes our youth and inexperience hurts us in that, you know, we're just a little bit up and down on the floor, but because we're young, we also have that short memory, like you said, and we're able to come back and really fight well today. It was probably the most complete game defensively that we played this year, which is really good to see.
You limited Trinity Christian, 17 of 45 from the floor. You got after him, forced some turnovers, 18 steals, and that's really where it started. And Chandler Brunsting sparked you last night. He sparked you again today. He's not going to give you, obviously, 18 points every time out, but he really got you going this afternoon.
He did, Mike. He's really stepping up and being a good leader. You know, we talked about a young team before in some of our earlier discussions, having a team or having an individual step up and lead this team, and he is really beginning to do that, playing really well to his ability, makes the hustle plays, and 12 boards last night, like you mentioned, and today coming out and getting us started. He's just got an edge about him, and he's really really beginning to play well for us.
You also closed the first half on a run. It was one of those 10 to 12 and 14 point differences, and all of a sudden you look up and you're up by 23 or 26. How do you get that little run at the end of the first half?
Yeah, I just thought we got some stops. One of the things that we chart, of course, the way we play defensively is deflections, and I thought we got some transition baskets off some turnovers, and that allowed us to get going. I do think as the game wore on, that we got more comfortable, especially towards the end of the first half against zone. Young team, we didn't handle the zone last night, and granted, Fisk is extremely athletic, and we won't see that in our conference. But even today, to start the game, I thought we were tentative at times, minus Chandler against the zone. But I thought Alec hit some shots, I thought, at the end of the first half. That loosened him up a little bit, gave him some confidence. Bark hit a three-pointer in the corner, I thought, that moved us from, I think, an 8 to an 11-point lead, and that kind of really spurned us on there.
Andrew O'Donnell put together a pretty good floor game, and again, it wasn't so much the points, but rebounded pretty well for you, and the points came after he did those things defensively and on the glass.
Yeah, he was very active today, Mike, and you mentioned the 7 rebounds, got into double digits, knocked down some free throws, but his pressure on the basketball is something that's really important for our team defensively. And he also does a nice job of attacking offensively. A lot of things he does doesn't necessarily show up stat sheet. Today is really, really aggressive, really assertive.
I'm taking a look ahead at your schedule. You've got Mount Marty, Concordia, Northwestern, Midland, Doan. 5 conference games coming up between now and Christmas break. If you want to be a player in terms of top 4, top 5, top 6 finish in the conference, this is an important stretch, but at the same time, you can't afford to look at it as a whole. It's you've got the next game with Mount Marty coming up at home.
Yeah, one of the temptations, exactly what you said there, is just to start trying to look at the schedule and start trying to see once where things will be and maybe in 3 weeks. And we talked with our guys today, and we do a book study, but Christian author, about basically trying to be better each and every day. And one of the quotes from Brad Stevens, head coach of the Boston Celtics, they don't do any long-term goals. They don't do any goal setting with their team. His goal is simply to win the next possession. And it, just keeping the thing as simple as possible. And that's really where we need to be with our guys, too, is just come in on Monday at 2 o'clock and be as good as we can for an hour and a half so that we get ourselves ready to go and be a better team when Wednesday rolls around.
Coach Delma, I don't have anything else to add. I will let you go unless you want to add anything, but a good win for your team today and takes some of the sting out of last night. Now it's conference play and should be an interesting few weeks coming up.
Yeah, and I would like to add, Mike, I know you've mentioned the different sponsors, Pizza Ranch, Van Engelhoven Agency, Northwest Bank, Casey's Bakery, and also Holiday Inn Express for supporting this classic. Very good classic. We have four very good teams here. Yourself, Glenn Bauma, others here on campus over holiday break where workers are not at a premium, putting in a lot of extra hours. So we really appreciate that. So our team doesn't need to travel so we can be home on Thanksgiving. And just know that it is much appreciated.
Thanks, Coach. That's Coach Ross Delma talking about today's contest. And the Dort College Defenders come away with a victory here this afternoon by a final score of 91-47. So that's going to do it for our broadcast this afternoon of Dort College basketball on KDCR. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good afternoon.